Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back to wrap things up with you on a Monday evening. Glad you could be with us this evening. Certainly, as I said, a lot of things happening at colleges around South Florida. One of them, FIU. I had an opportunity to go out to two camps out there, 7-on-7, line camp, bunch of different things, different attitude out there this summer and as well as the spring as new program. Coach Willie Timmonson is gang out there have done a tremendous job. Somebody probably notices this on a daily basis because he's on top of FIU sports year-round, Kevin Burrell, and he's kind enough to join us. Kevin, thanks so much for taking the time. And certainly this has been a really busy FIU summer because usually they have a few events, but every week I'm noticing somebody's posting from FIU, hey, I had a great camp. You know, coach is great. All the coaches are great. How's the feedback from your end?
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, you said it. Every week there's something new with this FIU team. And I think that's what Willie wants to do. He wants to reach out to this community. He wants to make sure that he's putting his, you know, he's putting his footprints on these high schools, making sure that they know he's the head coach at FIU, making sure that he's reaching out, engaging with the community. This is why you've seen those practice at the parks in the spring. So I think it's a good thing that he's doing so far, and I think it's certainly working. And he's just trying to offer as many kids right now, and that's what we're seeing with all these posts on Twitter.
Yeah, and not only that, you have that local flair with the assistant coaches, which is great with Coach Pata and Coach, you know, all the different coaches that you have on the staff that have been from this area. You know, Coach Frank Ponce, who was at Miami as well, and who used to coach there back in the day. Guys that a lot of these kids are familiar with, not just from FIU, but being, you know, in the area before. How valuable is that? Because I know that you go to any event, Kevin, and there's a full group of, whether it be 7-on-7, they're playing on the main field, they're playing over at the practice fields. Same thing with the line camps. Everybody, they usually get 200-300 kids for those prospect camp, which is great. Talk about that, because I think the familiarity with the assistant coaches has a lot to do with it.
That, you know, that they have been high school coaches, and on top of that, I mean, both Ponce and Pata were on FIU staff originally during the Mario Cristobal days, too. You know, Ponce is a wide receivers coach, and Pata, I believe, was a grad assistant. So this familiarity with how the schools run, you know, all that in the program. So it's good to have those guys. And, I mean, you mentioned it. Pata is a very, very well-known name in South Florida. So is Frank Ponce. Ponce has been around for a very long time. Very well-respected. Has interviewed for the FIU head coaching job a couple times, too. So they think highly of him. And Willie Simmons said it. To have those two guys on his staff has been huge. And one name that he kept, you know, being recommended is Frank Ponce to bring on his staff. And the fact that they were able to bring him on in the role that he did, because he could have easily taken another offensive coordinator job elsewhere. But he decided to come back to FIU as a tight ends coach and, you know, bring his experience to Miami.
Yeah, great recruiter too. So that obviously that helps as well. what was your assessment of the spring? Because I didn't get a chance to ask you, but what was your assessment of the spring and how things went and how they left? How they left things, you know, getting ready for the summer.
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was pretty good. I think the biggest thing was just getting used to the new coaching staff, the offense, the system that they want to run, and I think they accomplished that. I think you began to finally find some questions that you had, you finally began to find those answers, and I think that was a huge thing, and especially just knowing what your team is going to look like, who's going to work, who isn't. I think the biggest thing was, you know, Willie Simmons noted that that Kiwan Jenkins wasn't going to, you know, he didn't name him the starting quarterback at the start of the spring. Later on, they named him, noted who his potential backups could be. Obviously, they went into the portal, added a transfer out of Holy Cross, Joe Pazanski. So I think, you know, they have a solid run game. I think that's another big one to say. They have Keyshawn Owens, the Miami Central product, Devontae Lyons from St. Augustine, and now you added to the transfer portal Anthony Carey after losing out, you know, A.J. Allen, who was the University of Miami transfer. So they were able to bring in the Georgia Tech transfer. So I think that was huge. Also, just knowing what you have in Alex Perry, who's the Hawaii transfer, huge guy, someone who they're going to use in a lot of 50-50 action, a good player, you know, after the catch. That's a lot of yardage there. So I think that was a huge thing too, but also just seeing where your weaknesses still were. And I think that was in the trenches. They went into the spring portal, reloaded on the offensive and defensive line big time. And I think that was another question that they had. And I think they answered through the portal and just what they saw in the original assessments of the spring.
Yeah, no doubt. Kevin, let everybody know how they can follow you. You got a lot of great stuff coming, website, all your social media posts.
Yeah, I appreciate you for having me on, Larry. You can follow me on Twitter, or X, at Kevin_Burrell, and you can check out my FIU work at G5 Football Daily. So, yeah.
And you're still doing a lot of Marlins stuff, huh?
Yeah, I'm here at the ballpark right now. So, yeah. I'm here right now, and I'm still at it. Yep.
Yeah, my producer and I are saying, I don't know if that's a great thing, but I'll tell you what, though. They're young. That's one of the things.
Exactly. Yeah, they're young and hungry. They'll take it.
Yeah, they are. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much. Enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Good job. Kevin Burrell ends what is a great show. 2 hours. We're back, brother. 2 hours. I can't say enough about Trevor Harris. He does a great job, even with the Texas Ranger hat that no one even knows what it is. But nevertheless, brother, we'll see you next week. Go Panthers tomorrow night. Bring home that cup.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.